The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
This podcast is a member of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts and content creators, visit bio.link/red5.
Produced with podcasting gear from Tascam. Trust your audio to Tascam. Sound thinking.
This show brought to you by Jersey Ninja. New items added weekly, superior quality products, excellent selection, competitive pricing, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's Jersey Ninja at jerseyninja.com. Your source for great quality hockey jerseys and performance wear products.
Do not attempt to adjust your device. This is Extreme Freedom Audio Bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the Geek Revolution.
And welcome to another episode of We Be Geeks. It is the Dashing Duo, Derek, and myself, Mike. Do I say surprise? Finally got it done.
I like it.
We've only been talking about it for a while. I mean, nothing against the first half of our intro. I mean, it will be missed, and who knows, it may come back later down the road when it's just time to change things up again. But now that we're doing these pre-rolls, I kind of like how the pre-roll, the song's rolling, and all of a sudden the intro hits, and it's like the interruption.
I think it works better there, too.
So, welcome to We Be Geeks.
Thanks.
As you write it down, it is three separate words. We Be Geeks. Unless you want the network website, then it's We Be Geeks all PC. Or it's the network, you would write We Be Geeks all one word, but the WBG capitalized podcast collective.
Listen to you go.
That's how I kept the two different. Plus the corporation name is We Be Geeks. We Be in Geeks, all capitalized. Each first letter of each word capitalized, but all one word when we incorporated 18 years ago. So, got some fun stories. 9 stories.
How many?
9, believe it or not. Wow. Yeah. But before we get there, if you want to email us at webegeekspod@gmail.com or hit us up on X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram at WeBeGeeks, all one word. I know. Just went through the whole thing of three separate words, one word. This is one of those times. Username, it's all one word. Hit us up in messages there or in a post. Check out the website, WeBeGeeks.net. Right-hand side is our affiliates. Supporting them supports us. So check them out. Some great stuff there. Speaking of stuff, Transformers 1. I guess the trailer just dropped this week.
Yep, that it did.
Dropped today as we're recording, right?
No, yeah, I think yesterday.
Okay. Yes, I'm looking at the timestamp on this article, and it says the 18th. So, this is an animated feature, so I'm kind of glad they're going back to the animated. It's packed with big names. Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Lawrence Fishburne, John Hamm, Keegan-Michael Key. But you can also get your first look at the toys if you go over to comicbook.com. And this is where all our stories are coming from tonight. It just happened to be the quick grab. So, in the first wave of items, it's all being geared towards kids. So they say. They don't realize us adults could be kids too. This includes a new 2-in-1 Optimus Prime mask and figure, a set of 11-inch Mega Changers, and a 5-inch Prime Changers figure that convert in a few steps. Believe that one when I see it. They're slated to arrive this summer, probably in August, just ahead of the September 13th release. And yes, that will be a Friday the 13th.
How cute.
So, the Transformers Toy Studio Series Deluxe 1, 112 Optimus Prime. Convert the Studio Series Transformer action figure from robot to truck in 25 steps. That's not a bad-looking vehicle.
No, not at all. It's a, you know, it's a Cybertronian vehicle, so
yeah,
it makes it more interesting.
The mask, 2-in-1 mask action figure. This is a cool concept. Take the mask off, and it converts into a robot in just 18 steps. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool, actually.
Cosplay as Optimus Prime, and when you're done, you play with Optimus Prime. Where was that when we were kids?
I know, right?
So I know this summer, if I see you come on the show and you've got that on, you bought it.
Yeah, except I kind of doubt it's going to fit on my fat head.
You never know.
Sometimes you know.
And apparently they've done the same thing with Bumblebee.
Yes, I see that.
And even for this animated series, they're still using the movie styling from Bumblebee instead of the classic, updated classic versions. The Transformers 1 Mega Changers. These are the ones that are 11-inch, feature 2-in-1 play, convert from robot to alternate mode in a few steps. And these are perfect for fans 6 and up. There is, it looks like in this set, Starscream, Megatron, Bumblebee, and Prime. Ooh, I like Bumblebee's Cybertronian look.
Yeah.
That's nice. Then there is the Prime Changers. These are 5-inch figures instead of the 11-inch as listed before. 2-in-1 play as well. Includes Optimus Prime and Alpha Trion. So, cool.
Good old Alpha Trion.
Yep. Sticking with collectibles, if you go to Fanatical, it's another one of these streaming services, they have the following bundle, normally retailing for $139.95. But it's been slashed for the remainder of this month to $24.99. Caveat is the games included are only available on PC, so not available on Xbox or PlayStation. And this still seems to be better than the one Steam is offering. So over on Fanatical, you're going to get the following Fallout bundle for $25.
Ooh.
You're going to get Fallout, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel, Fallout 3, Game of the Year Edition, Fallout New Vegas Ultimate Edition, Fallout 4, Game of the Year Edition, and Fallout 76.
Wow.
For $25.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And why is this happening? Because, well, Fallout just got dropped on Amazon Prime.
Never heard of it.
So, great series. And I think we're going to recap it next week.
I'm enjoying it so far. I'm about halfway through.
I finished it, and I'm not gonna spoil because I know you're gonna be leading us in our good, the bad, and nitpicky. And oh, do I have some nitpickies?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So and then if you're a vinyl collector, which we have become again in this household,
have you?
Yeah, collecting some stuff. We went to a record show in February, and Zoe picked up a few things on vinyl. I picked up a single and two albums. The single is a 2-tone French pressing of The Prince from Madness.
Hmm.
I picked up the album The Story of Star Wars.
Hmm. Interesting.
You remember that?
Kind of.
The album cover had C-3PO and R2-D2 after they land on Tatooine.
Sounds familiar.
It's basically the dialogue track of the film without, I don't remember if it's got music or not.
Mm.
And then the final one I got was signed off by UB40. It's a British pressing. And the album cover looks like the British UB40 unemployment form.
Oh, really?
And it comes with two copies of the album as part of the collection or part of the purchase. Hmm. One you play at 45 and the other one you play at 33 and a third. Hmm. Full size discs. So yeah. So slowly becoming a vinyl collector again. Hmm. And I've got some older soundtracks of different things that my sister-in-law has gotten for me over the years.
No
that
kidding.
I was going to put in frames, mm-hmm. which some of them, depending on the quality, may still go in frames while the rest go into the collection to actually listen. So
you do listen to them.
I will be. Yeah. Zoe has got quite a few and she does listen. My brother got her a record player that has Bluetooth output on it.
No kidding. I didn't know they had such a thing.
Yeah. And she's looking at potentially in the next year or two upgrading her player to they have on Amazon a record player that's also a CD and cassette player.
Yes.
So yeah. Sorry, distracted here. So getting back on the vinyl track, Rob Zombie is presenting House on Haunted Hill soundtrack on vinyl.
Interesting.
Now, before I go any further with this story, yes, when I was at the show, I asked every dealer, do you have the Howard the Duck soundtrack on vinyl? One guy said he had it, but not at the show. Had it, but not at the show.
Ain't that a shame? A
couple people looked at me like, what are you talking about? And one guy said, no, that's one that I've never been asked for and is the most unique. Like, hey, I have exquisite taste. So, I think it's cool that he's partnered with Waxwork Records to bring a number of iconic horror soundtracks to vinyl under the Rob Zombie Presents banner. The latest is the Vincent Price House on Haunted Hill.
Ooh.
Old black and white. With this two LP set. Featuring not only the original music from the film, but also select pieces of dialogue and sound effects. All right. Sold.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sold. It is available for pre-order. It'll be available for pre-order during the month of May. $40.
Does it say anything that it comes with? As far as like liner notes or anything cool like that?
That is where I'm heading next. So according to Rob Zombie, he goes, I've always been a huge fan of movie soundtracks, so I jump at the opportunity to work with Waxwork on this project. Can't wait to release these albums. So many of these films are greatly appreciated, and they all contain such great music. So to be able to release these deluxe packages is a dream come true. I went to their website to see. It looks like it's two discs. Both are picture discs or artwork discs. They're not just.
Oh, cool.
There is an interview of Victoria Price by Rob Zombie.
Oh, wow.
And the bifold looks amazing on this. So features original motion picture soundtrack. 150-gram pink and black hand-poured color vinyl. Exclusive interview conducted by Rob Zombie with Victoria Price. Artwork by Graham Humphreys. Deluxe gatefold packaging with matte satin coating. 4-page booklet and select dialogue and sound effects from the film included. All for $90.
$90?
$40.
I was going to say, I thought you said 40.
No, I'm looking at the frequently bought together. This item and the words and music of House of 1,000 Corpses, which is going for $50. Now it makes me wonder what other stuff they have. So why don't we look at their catalog? Godzilla Minus One, $50.
Oh, cool.
So they had the Jedi Survivor soundtrack on vinyl. $40. Body Double. Wow, they got some stuff on here. The Warriors on vinyl. Oh, man. Friday the 13th, part 8 and 7. Oh, it's sold out, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, no kidding.
Divinity is on here. Uh-huh. The original Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Reanimator.
Oh, wow. I love that movie.
Rob Zombie Presents White Zombie. That sold out.
The movie White Zombie?
Yeah, which is where the name came from.
Yep.
Rob Zombie Presents Spider Baby. Rob Zombie Presents Carnival of Souls. Oh, that was a great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
You want the soundtrack for Cocaine Bear? Oh, this would be an amazing soundtrack to have on vinyl. But I think I'd rather, at this point, almost rather have it on digital. Aeon Flux original series box set.
Oh, wow.
$150. That almost sounds like more of one that I would want to get digital because of just when it came out. That was a digital era thing. And for me, Aeon Flux is something I associate to digital. Lords of Salem. There's quite a bit of good things on here.
Oh, interesting. I had no idea.
Army of the Dead. You can find us at waxworkrecords.com. Army of the Dead would be a good one to get.
Yeah.
Unbreakable's on here. Wow. Okay. Dark Man. Oh.
Oh, good Dark
soundtrack.
Man.
Danny Elfman, if I remember correctly.
I believe so.
He composed it, but I think they had other stuff. But man, that would be a great one to have. Pet Cemetery. Man, unfortunately, these are sold out. Day of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, wow.
The original. Man, some great stuff here. Bloodsport, but it's sold out. All of these.
Bloodsport.
I'm afraid to look even for anymore because I'm now. I think I'm now hitting the section in their catalog where everything's sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, you get all excited. Nope, sold out. Sold out.
Yep. Such as Child's Play, 1988.
Oh, wow.
Sold out. John Carpenter's Escape from New York. Sold out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
The Burbs. Sold out.
Yeah. My wife loves that movie.
Wait, Burbs. Is that the one with Tom Hanks?
Yep.
And they have the neighbors that...
Yep.
Okay. Logan's Run.
Sold out. Logan's Run. Ugh.
Creepshow 2. Sold out. But the fact that they had these...
Yeah.
The original Beetlejuice movie they had available at one time.
No kidding.
Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
Ooh.
At one time. Now I'm hitting their final page. Man, I shouldn't have done this article because now I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be watching this site now. Creepshow. Again, like I said, these are all sold out at this point. Creepshow, Evil Dead Rise. The Sandman from the Netflix series.
Oh, wow.
Chud. That wasn't a horrible movie, but man, such a fun soundtrack. I now almost want to see if I could find the soundtrack for Surf Nazis Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that in a drive-in movie theater.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
I'm sure I could. So yeah, some cool things there.
Nice.
And I'm going to say, since that was our collectible stuff, right off the top of the bat, that was presented by Jersey Ninja. Check out Jersey Ninja. Use code WeebieGeeks for 10% off your purchase of some great products at JerseyNinja.com. Now, everyone, because of the Super Bowl and the NFL season that was 2023, there was such a Tay-Tay craze. And it dropped some other Tay-Tay rumors. Yes, she's still dating Travis Kelce. Jason's married with a kid, just retired. She's dating Travis. She's still doing her Eras tour. But the question is, with Deadpool and Wolverine? Will there be an appearance by the pop superstar as Dazzler?
I wondered where you're going with this.
At the time of this article, which was written today as we're recording, I don't know why that popped up. Close. Never mind. Close to you later. Her involvement is far from confirmed.
Far from confirmed.
With Reynolds and director Sean Levi, both of whom are friends with Swift and have appeared in her music videos, only vaguely hint at the possibility. But it still hasn't stopped fans from speculating that Tay-Tay will make the cameo in the film.
Of course not.
I mean, I respect her business sense. I respect what her image does to things in a positive way. I don't want to see Taylor Swift as Dazzler. I think there are better options.
Yes. I agree.
Since they didn't cast her as Squirrel Girl, I wouldn't have minded Anna Kendrick as Dazzler. Because she's got a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she can sing. Pull any of the other actresses who could actually sing out of Pitch Perfect. And I'm assuming if Anna Kendrick could sing, any of them could sing too. Pull any of them out for it.
I'll be perfectly honest. I'm totally fine just not having Dazzler.
Okay.
I mean, nothing against Dazzler, but she was never one of my favorite characters, so.
Right. But if she's going to be in the news and all this, don't go for the obvious choice of Swift. Yeah. Nothing against Taylor Swift.
Has she ever acted in anything?
I don't know. But you're almost stereotyping the Marvel character to her immediately. Mm. And this was a character that was written in the 80s before Taylor was even alive. I don't think her parents were even dating at the time or knew of each other at the time. But still, 80s. Character from the 80s. Or who's maybe in the 70s, but popularity in the 80s.
I'd be more worried about her, Taylor Swift, like, taking all the focus.
Yeah. I think if you're going to introduce Taylor Swift as Dazzler, she almost needs to have her own film before you drop her into any other film. That way, you give her the center of attention for everything on her own before putting her in an ensemble.
Well, she would have to be the draw there because I don't know how much interest there would be in an actual Dazzler film.
I don't know. So, some sad news.
Uh-oh.
In Oregon. Oregon's Timberline Lodge. That sound familiar?
Nope.
It was the iconic hotel used for the exterior of the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, okay.
In the 1980 adaptation of The Shining.
Oh, yes.
Nearly burned down this week.
Really?
Yeah. Caught fire on the evening of April 18th, but emergency services were able to get the fire under control and contained it to the roof and part of the attic.
Any idea what caused it?
No, but it was a 3-alarm fire.
Wow.
It was declared a historic landmark in 1977.
As it should be.
And then, of course, because it was built in 1937, and then was used as the exterior shots for the 1980 cult classic, The Shining. But I have been to the original hotel that served as the inspiration for the Overlook.
Oh, yeah?
It's called the Stanley in Estes Park, Colorado.
Hmm. I did not know that.
That's where Stephen King had stayed out there for a while and started writing The Shining from there.
Hmm.
And it's supposed to be haunted as well. And that's where all the inspiration and everything came from. So I'm going to save this story for Wednesday. This is a Star Wars related story. So I've got 8 stories for tonight. Strange New Worlds renewed for season 4.
It's on season 4 already?
Wow. Yep.
Maybe someday I'll get to see it.
I think only 2 seasons have been released. And Lower Decks will end with season 5.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that? Have you been watching that one?
I've been watching it off and on.
Is it any good?
Yeah, yeah. It's cute. They actually do a Lower Decks crossover with Strange New World.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was actually quite entertaining. how they took characters and transposed them in from an animated look to a
live action
yeah. look. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's cool.
Plus, there's also a game based around Lower Decks available on your mobile devices.
Oh, I think I heard about that or read about it or something.
Yeah. All this news comes as Star Wars Discovery is airing its fifth and final season. Paramount canceled Star Trek Prodigy, the first series aimed at animated series aimed at children, despite its second season being in production, and removed the show's released episodes from its library. Prodigy has since found a new home on Netflix and will debut Star Trek really? Prodigy season 2 later this year.
Hmm.
I was enjoying Prodigy.
Well, now I can check it out.
Paramount also wrapped up filming on its first straight-to-streaming network movie, Star Trek Section 31, and is developing another Discovery spinoff, Starfleet Academy.
Hmm.
I hope they don't disappoint with Academy, because we've been wanting Academy for, I don't know about you, but I've been wanting Academy for years.
Yeah, I always thought that would be interesting.
You know, especially since they teased it in Next Generation, and then they did some things with the original films where they went back to the Academy. It's like,
yeah, right.
Where's the Academy series? And why wasn't that a TV series? You know, and it should be a TV series, not a film.
No, yeah.
That's what's coming.
And I think that would be a very interesting one.
So, now I want to go back and have, what did they release of Strange New World? Have three seasons released. Star Trek, not going that way. Strange New Worlds. Season 3 premiere next year, 2025. But it's already been approved for season 4.
Mm.
Okay, deal with that. Actually, season 1 will drop, it looks like it'll probably drop at the end of this year. Because season 3, episode 1 will drop in 2024 with everything else in 2025. So I bet it's going to happen the last week of December.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. But that's not the only thing that's been renewed.
Oh.
Fallout has been renewed for a second season on Prime.
I saw that today.
Yeah. After The Way It Ends, I was like, it better be picked up for a second season.
Don't tell me nothing.
That's all I'm going to say.
Hopefully I'll be able to finish it this weekend.
So, the renewal comes a full week after the series received a tax credit, indicating season 2 would move forward. Per the tax credit, filming for the second season is expected to move to California.
Really?
Yep. And then my final story of the night. Avatar, the last Airbender movie, is hit with a major delay. When I first saw this on comicbook.com, it says Avatar movie delayed. I'm like, James Cameron delayed? No. Really? No.
That reminds me. I got to watch that live action series.
Yeah.
It won't matter. I should probably watch the cartoon one of these days.
This was meant to be released in 2025. Now it looks like it's going to come out in 2026. Doesn't say if it's live action or animated. Oh, it's animated. Dave Bautista will voice an original villain in the movie.
Oh, cool.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's animated.
Yeah, not necessarily.
But no, it is animated because it says it appears this will bring an older version of Aang to life, and singer actor Eric Nam will voice the Bender. Okay, I could deal with if there's a delay. Okay, so finally through all of this, it finally says it's an animated film. Fans are bummed by this new update, but schedules are hard to maintain when it comes to animation. Production takes a long time, and there's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to animation. It seems the Avatar Studios team is eager to continue work as Avatar The Last Airbender grows with fans. Despite the series being hit with a delay, fans are happy to stand by the Elemental Nations in solidarity. Okay, now that I know it's an animated feature, I'm okay with a delay.
Yeah.
That means something happened, and they're making sure it lives to proper expectations.
Right. They want to make sure they're doing it right.
And I was wrong. The second line in the opening paragraph, the big event touted when it was being brought up at CinemaCon, the big event touted the animated series first film under the watch of Paramount in Avatar Studios. So it said right there in a non-blunt way that the animated series.
Yeah, right. First film.
So, but yeah, that's all that I've got. You got anything or any final thoughts?
Let me take a quick peek here.
Hey, Gonder.
See if I got anything good. Nope. 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 Oh, it looks like here's something I have. Looks like 20th Century Studios has announced two sequels for the movie Prey, the Predator film Prey. One's going to be called Badlands, and one will be just Prey 2 right now.
Okay.
And I did finally see Prey a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago. It was really, I was very, very happy with it. It was very good. I'm glad I finally watched it.
It definitely stayed true to the era with introducing the futuristic, with everything that we ever thought with the pyramids, with the Egyptians and aliens, how that's kind of presented here with the predators and the Native Americans was wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
According to this, the Badlands movie is written and directed by Dan Trachtenberg, and it is anticipated to explore a futuristic setting with a strong female protagonist. And Prey 2 will be a direct sequel to Prey, and that is potentially featuring Amber Midthunder again, coming back to play her role as Naru for the first time in the franchise. So,
okay,
interesting.
Yeah,
I like it. If they stick to the quality that Prey had, then yeah, it's
yeah. I would hope they would keep that creative team,
right?
Because man, they nailed it.
Yep. Yes, they did.
I mean, in many ways, I feel they did the same thing. Gareth Edwards did the same thing with Rogue One.
Yeah.
So.
I also have one other thing here.
Sure.
Godzilla Minus One director Takashi Yamazaki is now teasing that he'd like to do more movies, and he would like to explore Mechagodzilla and Ghidorah.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. That would be very cool.
That's an interesting twist.
Mm. He said he wants to make a kaiju versus kaiju movie that's actually good.
I mean, they weren't bad in the past.
No, but I think
he's, I mean, considering what you had to deal with back in the day.
I think he's also referring to the American versions as well. which
I will say Pacific Rim Del Toro was going down the right
path. Yes, yeah.
That, to me, that was the right path. I loved what he did. Kong Skull Island, I thoroughly enjoyed.
I didn't love it.
Godzilla versus Kong, I thought fell flat.
Yeah.
Godzilla King of Monsters, I enjoyed.
It was okay. Again, but, it's the human stuff is just...
But after seeing Godzilla Minus One, it's like... Come on.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
But considering Kong was an American kaiju movie, not Japanese, I enjoyed what they did with Skull Island and with Riley's character being a World War II pilot who had been trapped there for the entire
time
after he was shot down. And then gets found in during Vietnam-esque. Yeah, it's got to be Vietnam because they're using napalm.
Yeah.
I mean, could it have been stronger? Yes. But I thought it held up fairly well.
I guess I haven't seen the latest one, but from what I hear, as long as you go into it, you know, just expecting it to be a big, dumb, fun movie, then you won't be disappointed. So there's that.
Yeah, I don't know about seeing a new Zilla Kong film.
I might watch it when it comes to streaming, but
yeah, I'll catch it when it comes to streaming, but I'm not going to go out of my way for it.
No, definitely not.
But can't wait to see what Playmate Toys releases figure-wise for it.
I've seen some of the stuff they've released, and it's been
they got some great stuff.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
So, other than that, I don't have anything else. I think you spent everything you had.
Yep.
Well, then have yourself a good weekend. Everyone have a good week, and until next time.
So, the bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.